morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. And joining me this morning, as we continue our series of election interviews before the midterms, is Dr. Kimberly Casey, an associate professor of political science at Northwest Missouri State University. Dr. Casey joins us this morning to discuss the Missouri Constitutional Convention question that Missourians will be seeing on the November 8th ballot.
This is something I don't know about, mainly because the last time it happened, I couldn't vote. But I think a lot of people probably don't maybe know what this is. But I guess, could you summarize what a constitutional convention is for a state like Missouri? I don't know if it's different for every state or, you know, that's clearly how little I know about it.
Every state's going to have its own particular, if they have an allowance in their constitution to have a constitutional convention. And so they're going to have their own particular ways of coming about a constitutional convention. But basically, it is to call together delegates to make a major revision to a constitution that the amendment process cannot easily do.
So where did the idea for this come from? Is that from the U.S. Constitution?
Well, that's what they did to change the constitutional process from the Articles of Confederation to the Constitution. They called for a convention to meet with delegates because they put out this idea that they were going to try and do something with the Articles of Confederation, but in actuality what they were looking to do was essentially wipe the slate clean and create a new constitution. And so they don't initially call it the Constitutional Convention, but it becomes that when they decide to create, in fact, a new constitution.
So the, you know, question before voters is whether or not one should be called in Missouri. So I guess the question is, what does it mean to call one?
So this is a constitutional requirement in the Missouri Constitution that this will happen every 20 years. So the last time there was a constitutional convention in Missouri was actually 1945. And then the provision was put in that every 20 years, beginning in 1962, that they would call for this constitutional convention question to be put on the ballot. So the voters would then decide whether or not this was necessary. So this is something that has just automatically happened. So we are in that final year of the 20-year cycle. So this is this question is being put before the voters.
So I kind of had two questions immediately. I'll ask the first. What was the reason they called it in 1945?
The particulars I don't know, but the general gist of having to call for a constitutional convention is the idea that there is something that the amendment process cannot deal with effectively. So there are major changes. For instance, an earlier constitutional convention was called because of the changes with slavery. So there were major changes that had to be made to the Constitution in that particular case. There's been four changes or four constitutional conventions in Missouri to enact a major change to the Constitution.
So when I was researching this a little bit, I noticed that when you look at it politically, there isn't a lot of like Republicans and Democrats saying we're for or against this. They're just kind of, well, it's there. If anybody, which is kind of very curious to me because I feel like politicians always have something to say about everything. And so when they don't say something about this, I kind of question, is this an entirely apolitical process where, you know, neither side can really sway?
No, it's not. It's not really about the political process. This is more about the effort that has to go into a constitutional convention. So this is a question of if it's not broke, do we need to fix it? The Missouri Constitution is working in general well. The amendment process is working well. So we've been able to add amendments to the Constitution. So then the issue becomes, do you want to risk any kind of political capital or any kind of political acrimony and then also have the problem of the cost of this kind of exercise if you don't really need it. So I think that's why there's an ambivalence about this. If it's not needed, then why should the either the political actors or even the public have to go through something like this? Because what is going to be accomplished by this? Are we going, do we need any kind of major change like that which had to be initiated because of the changes with federal law with slavery? That was some major changes. Slavery had been allowed in the Missouri Constitution, so that was something that had multiple things within the Constitution that had to be changed. So it's really more of the, you know, if there are major changes that need to be enacted, you might see either party or both parties becoming more motivated. But in this case, there's really not a major change that's needed that couldn't be accomplished through an amendment.
So for a hypothetical, let's say, you know, taking the biggest issue that can be manipulated by a constitution, let's say abortion, whether it's for or against, and we still have a little over, well, I don't have my calendar in front of me, but, you know, about a month away from the election, there could be this huge push, whether it's for or against abortion, to, you know, say, hey, we're going to call this constitutional convention so that we can codify our opinion on abortion in the state constitution.
Again, you know, does the need for that affect the cost of that process, or is that something that can be taken care of through a constitutional amendment? You're talking about a single issue there that is not interwoven into the Constitution where you would need to change multiple parts. You simply need to have a provision on abortion added to the Constitution, and that can be accomplished through the amendment process.
So it sounds like the convention itself is something that is kind of partisan proof in terms of like preventing, you know, someone from just kind of coming in and, you know, just laying the law of their own on everybody.
Yeah, my understanding of the process of it is they worked very hard to create a process that would try to limit partisanship as much as possible. So it's not a matter of one party gaining control of the convention or another. There are very specific rules in terms of who is selected as a delegate. And so with that, I think partisanship, it's very difficult to get away from it or around it, but as much as possible, I think they tried to make that process partisan proof.
Okay. So let's say this is approved this November. What happens next?
That's a good question. I don't really know. It's been so long since there's been this kind of action. And even within the United States, my research showed that there hadn't been a constitutional convention called by any state since Rhode Island in the 1980s. So there is the process, and if you read the Missouri Constitution, the process is laid out as far as selecting of delegates, which would be an important part of this process, and then deciding on where they would be meeting. And so there's quite a bit of, I guess, boundaries or that are put into place to start this process.
And how long would this take to do? It sounds like a very lengthy process, something that could, if I was to guess, at least a year, it sounds like?
Potentially. It depends on depends on a lot of factors. So there's the process of putting the convention together, and then there's the process of meeting, and then it would depend on what kind of changes they're looking to make to the Missouri Constitution. And are they going to throw out parts? Are they going to add parts? There would need to be some kind of means of either consensus or deciding what to do if there is strong feelings one way or the other. So that's got to be taken into consideration. So when you consider that the U.S. Constitution and its convention went from May to September, These are not typically things that happen very quickly, and the Missouri Constitution is radically longer and more detailed than the U.S. Constitution. So again, if there were major change, then that probably would take some time. If it's relatively minor changes, then this could be a very short process.
So is there any kind of, you know, outline of what they can and can't do during this? Or can they say, you know what, the stuff we have here about guns or marijuana or trying to think of other amendments, right to work, you know, they can just say, you know, we actually don't need this and just scrap it completely.
As far as I understand the wording of this, yes, they can. They would be empowered to make major changes. However, they're going to have to consider that at some point this will have to face the public, and they've got to be aware that in order to get the Constitution ratified, that there may be reactions to certain parts. So given the cost of what a convention would cost the state and the citizens of the state, you have to consider that you don't want to be doing something that the state is ultimately going to reject, because that's just a further waste of time. You also don't want to cause problems where problems currently don't exist. So there would have to be some consideration for what the costs, whether it's financial or political, would have to be in this particular case.
So I have two kind of final questions in my mind that kind of go hand in hand. The first one is, why do you think this isn't something that is used a lot? Has our political process kind of evolved past this, or is it kind of something that's so has such a lot of looming question marks that everyone's kind of like afraid of what could happen? Or is it kind of a mixture of both?
I think it's more the first, actually. And I don't know that I would use the terminology that we've gone past it. I think it's the if you don't need it, then why are you going to pay for something you don't need? I think that's part of it. So states have gotten better with the amendment process and being able to change things through the amendment process. The amendment process seems to work fairly well in Missouri. The voters vote on amendments, so there is certainly input from the people on that process. And so with it, I think that we've refined our Constitution enough. We haven't had major social issues that would engender an overall change to the Constitution. And what needs to be taken care of has been taken care of through the amendment process. So again, it goes back to, if it's not broke and you don't need to fix it, why are you paying to do something you don't need? And I think that weighs in both in a sense of political cost, so that's something that the elites, the political actors, have recognized. It's something that the public in general, when they think about it, when asked to think about it, why do we need this? The mindset is going to go to, what's this going to cost? Because obviously you're talking about delegates, you're talking about time, and so why would you put the system through that if it's not needed?
Okay. And the other thing I had, is it possible to get rid of this, or is it just something that'll be ingrained with Missouri for the foreseeable future?
Oh, it's definitely possible to get rid of this provision. It just requires an amendment to the Constitution. So that's something that could be changed. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to have in the Constitution. It's, you know, you're asking the public if the public thinks that there is a need for major change. I don't see anything on the horizon that would require a constitutional convention. That doesn't mean something couldn't happen that might require it. So by checking in, so to speak, with the public every 20 years, you're basically asking them, hey, where are we compared to where we've been? And do you think that there's something that needs to be fixed within this constitution that's not being addressed by the current processes. So I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I think it's a rather democratic thing to put into the constitution at relatively little cost to the state.
So I lied. I just thought of another question. Sorry. Is it possible to call one without it being in the, you know, 20-year, every 20-year kind of time? Like, let's say, as you said, something, you know, society-wise does happen. And, you know, is it possible to just be like, okay, we need to call one?
It wouldn't be possible just to say, to have someone say we need to call one. It would have to go through one of the processes. So the public could use the initiative process to get this on the ballot. And then that a constitutional convention could be handled through that process. That would also then probably require a referendum vote. Lawmakers could potentially request this. And again, that would probably require a referendum vote where the people then vote, okay, we need this sooner. So yes, there is, through the current processes, there's the ability to call for one outside of that 20-year time frame.
So my thinking is, you know, I kind of started this like, this is this thing that we have a lot of question marks about. It may be a little scary, but it sounds, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it almost sounds like maybe part of the checks and balances in government to where, you know, let's say a governor and legislature just, you know, perfect storm of politics just, you know, unleashes a torrent of highly unpopular laws and everything. And it almost sounds like this is something kind of in place to, you know, make sure that the people are like, you know, we don't really like what's been going on lately.
Yeah, I think it could be looked as a check by the people. This is, again, closer to the concept of democracy than some of the things that we might do in our government, where here the people have the ability with part of the legislative process, and a constitution is legislation, and so they have the ability to weigh in on what's going on with the big piece of legislation at the state level. There's also some things that could affect a constitution at the state level that could occur at the national level. But again, we haven't had those kind of major national changes like the abolition of slavery caused that would kind of cause a domino effect here. So for right now, this stands as a way for the Missouri voters to weigh in on where we are in a relatively reasonable time frame and do and keep a bit of a check on our branches of government at the state level.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me this morning. Once again, that is Dr. Kimberly Casey, an associate professor of political science at Northwest Missouri State University. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.